book of St. Luke, chapter 18.
Good. The book of St. Luke, chapter number 18. The last time I stood before you, I used the first eight verses, or more in particular, just the very first verse in Luke chapter 18. A command is made here that man ought always to pray and to faint not. And I wonder how many times we've prayed, didn't seem like we got an answer. We prayed, and it seemed like we didn't get an answer. Maybe you get weary of praying, wondering where God's at. But I remind you in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So don't give up on your praying. Keep a praying. God says His eyes are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. So God knows. And a lot of times we get weary in our prayer life because God don't do what we're trying to instruct Him to do. Amen. Remember, one thing we ought to always remember in our prayers, as Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Not my will, but thy will be done." God's mind, God's thought, God's ways are so far above ours, we ought to always be submissive to the will of God. He says we ought to always to pray, and don't give up on your prayers. That's what He taught us in that very first parable. But I want to look now a little further down at the second parable that He teaches on prayer here. The first parable there, you see a great command, but in this second parable, you see a great confession. And I want us to look at a few things right here. In Luke 18, we'll start reading in verse number 9. It says, "And He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, God, for the day, for Your blessings, for Your mercies, God, to spend hours. Heavenly Father, Lord, we need You tonight, God. We need unction of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Help us now, God, deliver that You've given us, Lord, and laid upon our heart, God. Pray Your blessings upon our church, God, the many needs, the many troubles and trials, God, that folks are in now. God, I'm glad tonight, Heavenly Father, Lord, for a throne of grace that we can approach You boldly, Lord. Find grace to help us there, Lord, in mercy, God. We love You and we thank You for Jesus. Amen and amen. Tonight, we see in this first parable right here, there is an answer to prayer. Keep on praying. But in this second parable, I want you to notice there's an attitude to pray. An attitude to pray. It'd do us good to take a great lesson right here from this old publican. He was a tax collector. By the way, I got a tax bill this week saying my taxes is going up. So I got a little bone to pick with the publican. Anyway, he was despised of people around him, and he was known and worked to be working. He was a Jew, but he was actually working for the Roman government, going around collecting taxes from the Jewish people. And he was a person that was really just not in real good standing with God or people. And but the old Pharisee now, he was a very religious man, and he let it show. As he walked around, and we know the study of the Pharisees in their day, their mindset. This particular one right here, let's look at these two persons and run a little comparison of them. The Pharisee, he was a very conceited person. He was stuck on himself. He was high on himself. He was full of pride. And yet on the other hand, you'll find this publican here, he was a man that came to pray that day under conviction. He came confessing. And he didn't come prideful, but he came humble. Now the Pharisee, as we read this right here, as the Lord Jesus laid this parable out right here, we'll see that this Pharisee was as full of pride as a person could get. And I remind you tonight that God hates pride. God don't even like a proud look. And so, we ought to always remember that in our minds. And, you know, pride is a problem. Amen? It's amazing when God goes to blessing folks, and God blesses you in your life. You know, the mindset of old me and old you is, look what I've done. Look what I have done. Look what I have achieved. But I remind you tonight, you have nothing, you can do nothing without the blessings of God being upon you. And we ought to be thankful. We ought to be a thankful people. You know, just to realize that you're saved and you ain't got to die and go to a devil's hell. Man, if God could open up hell and let us take a look down into hell at the screams and the cries and the people that's there for all eternity, I guarantee you it'd make you be a more thankful Christian tonight. And I'm glad I ain't got to go to that place because of grace, because of the blood of Jesus. You'll find that these two persons, as they came to pray, in the attitude that they had, one was rejected. The Pharisee. But then the one with remorse was accepted. God honored him and honored his prayer. He says right here in this that he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. You know, I've seen people, I've had kinfolk in my family that trusted in their own goodness to get them to heaven. You ever seen anybody like that? I have. I've had people that they lived a pretty fair life, you know, in their own mind. They thought they lived a pretty good life, hadn't done a lot of wrong in their life. And they thought on their own merits that God would just welcome them into heaven. It just don't work that way. The Bible clearly tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. And without the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ placed upon us and taking our sins away, we'll never see the gates of heaven. Well, listen to me. The persons and their attitude. Let me say something here. When we go to pray, we ought to be in an humble, humble state. Amen? To go to the throne of grace that God has given you and I. To enter into His presence through the gift and the blessing of prayer. To be able to talk to God Almighty that created heaven and earth and all that's therein. To be able to bow before Him and to pour your heart out to Him and to know that God has promised us that He hears. He hears. And He wants to help us in our lives. It ought to humble us. Just to walk in the doors of the house of God, it ought to humble us. Can I get any amens tonight? The persons. One was pride and one prideful and one was humble. And Jesus is he's trying to teach us something right here about prayer. Now notice not only the persons but the place. In verse 10 it says, two men went up into the temple to pray. It was a tradition in that day to go into the temple and pray. A place there that was sacred to the Jews. It was a holy place. It was a place that was the habitation of God. Jesus called it the house of prayer. This right here is the house of God to you and I. This is the church house. And it ought to be a holy place to us. It ought to be a place that's reverenced and respected as we gather in this place, right? I've been out here, I've been pulling in this driveway before and have the Holy Ghost just look up at this steeple and look up at this church and look at what God has blessed us with, a place to come and worship Him and just enjoy the good blessings of God. It ought to touch your heart. I mean, this didn't just happen. Man didn't do this, God did it. He just used man to construct it. And it ought to be a place that's loved. We ought to reverence the house of God. This is holy ground. Holy ground. And when we come in this place, we ought to be humbled at the mighty hand of God, what He's done in our life. Now, they came to the place of prayer. Now the purpose. I wonder tonight, what's your purpose for being here? I want you to think in your own mind now, what purpose did you have to come to the house of God tonight? Was it because your kids needed to be here for class? You got any specific needs in your life that drew you to the house of God, to the place of prayer and where you could get help for your life? You know, I think a lot of times we take God for granted. And I wonder how many blessings in life we've missed because we've taken God for granted. Wonder how many blessings we've missed because we've come to the house of God and we come in and leave as we came. God wants to help us when we come into His house. God wants us to worship Him. God wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to pray. Pray one for another, love one for another, and lift Him up when we come to the house of God. Lift Him up. So they came to the place. They came to the temple. And they had a purpose. A purpose for coming. And I ask you again, what's your purpose in being here tonight? Habit? Tradition? Don't want the preacher to call you? You see, this Pharisee, he came to be seen of men. That's right. He came to be seen of men. And he came to exalt himself. I didn't come just to see you tonight. Some of y'all look pretty rough. Some of y'all look like you've had a rough day today. There ought to be a hunger and a thirst in our soul to get to the house of God. It ought not to ever be a burden to come to church. If it's a burden for a saved child of God to go to church, then something's wrong. Something's wrong. I mean, Jesus saved me a long time ago. I didn't know nothing about His Word. I didn't know much of nothing about Him. I knew I was lost and on my way to hell. And I knew that when I cried out to Him, that He'd done something to me. He touched me. He changed my life. Now, I've got His Word right here. It's kind of intimidating. It's so thick. And I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know a whole lot more than I did when He saved me. And I know when I come to church in the right spirit and in the right mindset, I leave different than when I came in. And I can receive the blessings of God and the fullness of His Spirit and enjoy worshiping Him. But I have a choice. I mean, I have to put forth some effort myself. I can come in with unconfessed sin in my life, and I'll leave in worse shape than when I came in. Amen. I found out in my life as a saved man, if I sin, God won't leave me alone. He troubles me over it. He convicts me over it. And He wants me to be in a right relationship with Him. And I thank God that there is a throne of grace that I can approach Him, that I can obtain mercy and find grace again to help me in time of need. And we need the Lord. We need Him in our life. We live in troubled and perilous times. You may think you don't need Him, but there's coming a time in your life when you're going to need the Lord Jesus Christ to do something for you, to do something for your family, to do something for your children. There's going to be some needs that will arise in your life when you're going to need Jesus. Need to be in a right relationship. Need to be able to get in touch with Him. When Jesus told His disciples to get on board, we're going to go over to the other side, and that storm got up. They thought they was sinking. They thought they was going down. But they had to wake the Master. He was on board. I'm glad He's on board my ship tonight. And I'm glad I know how to wake the Master tonight. Amen. I'm glad I can call upon my God and my Lord and my Savior tonight. And I know He hears my prayers. He's proved Himself to me. He's proved Himself. You ever done anything for you in prayer? Could you wake Him? If you thought your ship was going down, could you wake the Master? Could you get His attention? Could you get His help? You know, a lot of times congregations want to rely on the preacher to get in touch with God. Trouble flare up in your life, oh, let's call the preacher. Let's call the preacher. We need help, preacher. God wants you to call. He wants you to call on Him. He wants a closer relationship with His church, with His people. The purpose. The Pharisee, he just wanted to be seen of men. He might have bought him a new suit. Wanted to go show it off. The publican, his purpose in going to pray, he was convicted. He wanted mercy. He wanted mercy. And he humbled himself. Not only the persons, the place, the purpose, but notice the positions. This old Pharisee, now he took the prominent position. He wanted to be seen of men, and no doubt there was an area where the religious crowd would gather and all the other folks could look upon him. He wanted to be seen praying. If you looked at him, you'd have thought. And the Pharisees was like that. They wanted to be seen of men and looked at as a very religious, very righteous person. That's what it would have looked like on the outside. But I remind you tonight, it don't matter what you look like. to me and what I look like to you. God's looking on the inside. God knows the heart. God knows our thoughts. He's looking for an humble heart. A heart of contrition. A heart that's wanting to draw nigh to Him. A heart that's wanting help and a right relationship with Him. And so, in these positions, the Pharisee, he got to the highest point, the place where everybody could see him, no doubt. But the Bible says right here that the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. He didn't even feel worthy to go, to draw nigh, to go into the temple. He stood afar off. He felt his unworthiness. And it humbled him to be able to go to this holy place of prayer. Yes. God's been good to you today. God's been good to all of us today, Brother Nolan. How many times today, if God hadn't kept His hand of mercy about you, you know what the devil would do? He'd kill you in a heartbeat. God's been good to you today. God's been good to me today. You see, this publican, even though he was standing afar off, he was closer than the Pharisee, standing in the midst of all those people trying to look religious. You know, I can come to church and look real religious. All of us can. We can get cleaned up and put on our best shirt, tie, shoes, whatever. We can come to church and we can talk right. We can look right. But what's in your heart? What's in your heart? The positions. But notice this, the praying. The praying. You know, there's folks I love to hear pray. There's folks that can really get in touch with God, and it's a blessing when the Holy Ghost moves upon somebody and you get to enjoy the movement of the Holy Ghost. And I can think of people in the past and even in the present that could really get in touch with God. What a blessing to hear somebody really get plugged in and get filled with the Holy Ghost, talking to God. It's a blessing. It's an honor. This Pharisee, I want you to notice his prayer. Jesus made this statement about him. In verse 11, he said, "The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself." With himself. You see, what Jesus is saying right here, a person with this kind of attitude, with this kind of self-righteousness, his prayer ain't going to get no higher than the ceiling. He was filled with pride, and he wanted to be seen, and he wanted to be heard, no doubt, of all the folks around him. He said, you notice right here, five times right here it mentions, he says, I. He had an eye problem. Anybody got an eye problem in here? Notice what he said. Now he starts out with a good phrase. He says, "God, I thank thee." That's a good way to pray, ain't it? With thanksgiving. I think God is looking for a thankful people tonight. He's been so good to us. He said, "I thank thee." Then he goes on, he really messes up. He said that I am not as other men are. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers. He says, or even as this publican. He had a pointing finger problem. He liked to judge other folks and justify himself and exalt himself. You know, that's a big problem in the church house, judging others. Can I get an amen right there? Amen. I don't know. Maybe it's human nature. Maybe it's just this old, the old man likes to judge somebody else. But God tells us we better judge ourselves. He's the judge. Five times he said, I. He said, I fast twice in the week. Wasn't required of him to fast that much, but he wanted to lift himself high. He said, I give tithes of all that I possess. I appreciate people that give tithes. That's made it possible for us to have all this facility here and to pay the $2,000 light bill every month and all the other bills that y'all don't know nothing about. It's a big operation. He said, I give tithes of all that I possess. He started patting himself on the back. Look what I do. Look what I've got. He wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for the Lord. Neither would we. You see, when the Pharisee prayed, there was no confession. Just exalting self. No confession, no repentance, and no intercession for anybody else. It was all about him. All about him. You know that God wants us to love one another and pray one for another and care one for another. Bear one another's burdens. Brothers and sisters that need praying for, it ought to be our honor and our duty to pray for them. We ought to go looking for somebody to pray for. Amen? We ought to. But the publican, when he is praying, no doubt he was under great conviction. He was broken. He was contrite. He was humble. Not only that, he was willing to confess. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It do us good to realize we're sinners. Amen. It do us good to judge ourselves. And I guarantee you, you'll find yourself guilty. Guarantee it. That's why Paul said, I die daily. As great a preacher as the Apostle Paul was, when he examined himself, he found things that he needed to confess, forsake, and get forgiveness of. Same with you and me. The praying. He just got honest what he did. You know what we ought to do? We ought to just get honest with God. Examine ourselves. Get right with God. Confess our sins. Ask for forgiveness. I don't want God's chastisement to come upon me. Because He's promised that to His children. He's given us a way to pray and to get right. He said, if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Why would God put that in His Bible? Why would He write that He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness if we just confess? I'll tell you why. Because when Jesus marched up Calvary's hill, and they nailed him to a cross. God laid all the sins of the entire world upon his darling son there that day. He paid the price for the sins of the whole world. And now all we have to do is just recognize that we sin, that if we'll just confess, ask forgiveness, he said, it's a done deal. It's done. What a Savior. What a Savior we have. Our attitude. What's your attitude tonight? Humble? Prideful? Careless? Neglectful? Just don't really care? Cold? Lukewarm? Attitude tonight. God's looking for some humble people that'll get on their face and pray so that He can do something. Prove Himself to His church. God has given us such an asset, such an avenue to pray, such an avenue of blessings that He wants to pour out upon His people, even on our country, if we just pray. One of the biggest blessings in the early church, if you look in the book of Acts, you'll find that they were praying people. But I think one of the biggest neglects in the church today is the lack of prayer. Too busy. Too busy. Prayer's hard work. Amen. It takes time. You have to have a mindset that I'm going to pray. I'm going to take time to pray. But you won't do that if you ain't got a burden for it. You'll be too busy. God's looking for some praying people. You notice in verse 14 right here, and I'm closing, there was a pardon for the publican. You see, though he stood afar off, Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. He left different than how he come in. He left justified. He left forgiven. But then there's a proclamation in that same verse that's applied to the Pharisee and also to you and me. Listen carefully now. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You see, the Pharisee thought himself to be something when he was nothing. And the publican thought himself to be nothing. God made something out of him. Helped him that day. I appreciate you being here tonight.